it and see what's going on with it. In case that's what's caused it. Yeah, Victor Reyes, 10506. Victor Reyes, R-E-Y-E-S. A 16-year-old gentleman comes in today complaining of not being able to have a bowel movement. When you ask him what happened, he says he got up this morning, had a bout of diarrhea, felt nauseous, and then hasn't had another bowel movement. He says normally he has 2-3 bowel movements a day. He has no abdominal pain, no nausea. He feels fine. Everybody ate the same thing yesterday. Nobody else is sick. He definitely doesn't have any Murphy or McBurney signs. He's alert, he's awake, but he's obese. COVID immunizations up to date, medical problems negative, surgical problem negative, social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, doesn't do drugs, lives with mom and dad, allergy none. Childhood immunizations up to date, review of system as above. Again, alert, awake, you know, distress, 224 pounds, 100%, 98, 16, 77, 120 over 70, heart positive, one positive, 2 lungs are clear, abdomen soft. Next shows with JVD, skin shows no rash. Again, abdominal examination is totally negative with no rebound, no rigidity, no tenderness. Patient received one dose of Phenagan, 25 milligram IM here in the office, and he's feeling fine now. I told assessment number one, nausea, next number is diarrhea, next one is most likely gastroenteritis, next one is go to the emergency room if you develop any lower abdominal pain or anywhere, next number, ultrasound of his abdomen, kidney, liver, gallbladder are within normal limits. Next number, because of his obesity, I'm going to get some blood work, look out for metabolic syndrome, check TSH. Next number, mom says he doesn't snore and has no symptoms of sleep apnea. Next number, we'll come back to go over blood work, and also will let me know if any other changes or problems noted, and of course go to the emergency room if develops any sign or symptoms of hot appendix or acute abdomen, again, discussed with patient.